It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and today we are talking with Brandon Henning, the superintendent at Mountain Lake Public Schools. How are you today?
It's been a busy day, so but excited to be able to share some things about our school, and just looking forward to the start of the school year.
Yeah, and it is right around the corner. You don't have many days left without kids in the school, do you?
Well, not even. I mean, today our practices started for athletic programs, so seeing kids today already in the building, and we've seen them kind of come and go throughout the summer too, but got to see quite a few today, and it's nice to see their energy come back in the building.
Absolutely, and hopefully it's a good season for all the different fall sports this year.
Yep, our football program is going to be going. Numbers are a little down than what we'd like to see, but still we have a lot of good committed kids out there. We definitely have good numbers in our junior high level. I think they said the most we've had in a number of years there. But at our varsity level, hoping maybe a couple more kids decide they want to give it a try and come on out this year. Cross country, we're excited for about their program. I'm coming off going to state last year. I think the expectations are there that they'll make it to state as a team again, both boys and girls. And then volleyball, just another year with Patty Jack as the coach. I think those girls are excited. We have a lot of good senior leadership this year on our volleyball program, so excited to see where that takes them.
And now everybody's full steam ahead with practice, or are they still kind of taking it easy?
Well, today's the day they kind of started, so they're just getting their feet wet, although many of these programs have already, kind of had some captain's practices already, just getting some good workouts in the off season, doing some lifting, just kind of getting in shape, making sure you're ready to go, because nobody wants to be showing up on the first day of practice and feeling like you're already a couple steps behind. It's not a lot of time because there's some games already coming the next couple weeks already for all of our. There's meets for cross country in a couple weeks. Volleyball plays soon, and football's got, even before school starts, football's got a game. So a lot of those kids already knew that was coming, so they've been taking advantage of that and making sure they're already in shape. So that's been great to see.
Now, speaking of school and playing games before school starts, what is the official first day?
So the first day is going to be September 2nd this year. So it seems like, wow, that seems really early, but that's kind of how it falls. It's always Tuesday after Labor Day. So here we are.
Yep.
So September 2nd is the day we'll start. And like I said, we're less than a month out. So we're getting ready here for all the kids to show up.
Now, we talked about students being back around the school and how they kind of have been. You've talked in the past, too, about how a lot of the teachers kind of come and go through the summer. But I'm sure they're getting fired up for the school year ahead.
Yeah, many of the teachers have already been in. I would say if I said, hey, by the way, school starts in a day or two, they'd be like, okay, we're ready. Let's bring them in. Let's go. So they're just, it's that back to school week is always so busy, just a lot going on, so a lot of teachers feel like, if I can get in a little beforehand and really kind of like work on my room and kind of get that where it is, that way anything else that comes up that back to school week, they could kind of feel like, oh yeah, I can handle anything that comes my way. So they're already in their rooms, they've sent out letters to families on the elementary side saying, I'm going to be your teacher this year, and then just kind of getting everything ready to go.
Now, is the first day for the teachers officially the first day for students?
No, the teachers will be in workshop week the week before, so it's August 25th, and that's kind of when our staff is there, so we'll have paraprofessional staff in as well. So it's a great week just because it's some good training for us, and so like we'll have this year in particular, we're doing a bunch of different things. We're obviously focused on the READ Act like always, so that's kind of like the new thing. We're working on making sure everyone's kind of up to speed on the READ Act and working on reading strategies. This year also we're partnering with the Mountain Lake Police Department to come in and kind of give us a safety training on in case there was an active shooter incident, just kind of keep us fresh on that. Just because we've had a number of new staff for the last couple of years, it's always good to kind of keep that going so all the staff feel like they're prepared to handle any crisis situation, God forbid it ever happens, but we want to make sure we're ready to go and protect our students.
Back in the olden days when I was in school and they would have tornado drills and fire drills and things like that. Do you do like an emergency situation for a shooter with students, or is that something you just kind of train with the staff?
The legislature themselves kind of said you can't really do that just because of the mental health on kids, especially, you know, younger kids. Kindergarten kids would have no idea if we're like just talking. So we like to prepare for those situations, but we don't like to also add trauma to our students at the same time. So we will do drills. We do lockdown drills. We talk about it. We don't necessarily do like a full-on, hey, we need to run out of the building as fast as we can. We have done relocation drills. We'll do another one too, just if we have to leave site or leave our school and go to our kind of our safe place in the community. But we try not to hype it up. We emphasize how much it's a drill because we are aware that there's different mental health needs in our district, and we don't want kids to get kind of, I don't know, either have PTSD or something from whatever maybe has occurred in their life to make them feel like, oh man, this is, and they can't function or they don't feel safe. Like that's the whole point of this, is to make sure everybody feels safe.
And that absolutely makes perfect sense. And I could see where when you talk about relocating, I mean, that could be because the boiler's acting up, or could be anything.
You know, last year we almost had an incident where we thought maybe there was a gas leak or something, and so we were ready to go. And luckily, I mean, everybody was like, hey, they're looking at me like, are we green lighting this or not? Like, what do you guys think? And I confirmed, nope, it was just a false alarm, just a sensor kind of gone bad. But we were talking, we were ready, and I had my staff, and we were going to get ready. We were going to go to our sites. Just in case it was real. So that's why we practice those things. That way when they come, you know, we can get those places safely and then initiate our crisis protocols and get the kids home safely.
Absolutely. All right. So they're going to be doing training. There's also some orientation coming up, an open house.
Yeah, yep. So seventh grade, it's, you know, that big jump, right, from the elementary school to the high school, seventh grade orientation. So that'll be at 5:30 on August 27th. Right in the auditorium there. So Mrs. Larson, high school principal, will kind of lead that and kind of give them kind of a tour of the building with their families and get them acclimated to where their lockers will be and just their different areas on this side of the building, even though as sixth graders we already did that. But, you know, it can be a long summer. A lot of times you forget where you're going. And the high school can be kind of a maze because an elementary side is just one floor and, like, two hallways. Well, right here there's three floors, many hallways. So just to integrate the students back in the building, get them used to things and where things are. And then the elementary side has their annual open house from 4 to 7 that same night on August 27th. And so that's the time you come in. You can bring your school supplies, officially meet your teacher, you know, put stuff away in your locker, kind of see your desk is going to be. It's just a fun night, a lot of excitement, a lot of laughs. So it's something I love being part of. I always like to go down there, too, and just talk to the families, talk to the kids. Because it's just such a positive time.
Well, and there's so much excitement in the air, that's for sure. So how do numbers look this year?
So our enrollment, it's been a crazy summer because it was kind of steady for most of the summer. And we're like, okay, well, yeah, whatever. Nobody's leaving, but nobody's coming. It is what it is. And then the last couple of weeks, we've just had a flurry of people, which, of course, I mean, this is the time.
Right.
For all of a sudden, people are like, well, it's almost about August. I better start thinking about what we're going to do for school. So now we have kids coming to us, and we got, unfortunately, some kids who are, you know, moving out of the area, so they're going somewhere else. So we're having that kind of flurry. And so it's really fluctuating right now, and it will continue to do so, you know, long into, I mean, we'll probably, usually, most districts have a kid or two that show up, you know, in that first week or two of school that, oops, you know, we're on vacation and we forgot to kind of get things settled, or
wow,
or we're new, or we're just something happened, you know, in their lives, a job or something else may have happened. They, oh, we had to quickly, you know, move, and here we are. So, we're, like I said, we're always ready. We're excited to welcome our new students here, and we hate to see any students that just whatever reason have to go away from our district, but we're all here and ready for them, and we're positive on, like, we usually get more students in than we have that leave, so that's something that as a district we're really proud of, because word's getting out to different places that, you know, if maybe it's not working out, whatever district you're in, you're not feeling like your child's having a good educational experience, and they're like, let's try Mountain Lake. I heard good things there. And then they come here, and our hope is then that once we show you what we're about, you're like, yeah, this is great. My kid really loves it. They're thriving here. That's kind of our goal, and you just stay.
That's what we want to hear. And typically, yep, like you say, the numbers are roughly the same. They may end up growing a little or shrinking a little, but you always hope that they grow.
Yeah, and that we've had pretty good luck with that, where our enrollment is usually, we usually get more students outside of our district coming here than versus ones that are in here leaving. So that's kind of, we always talk about that gap there, and I'm always looking at it to make sure that we're, you know, trying to be above of that comparison between the two.
Sure. Now, this summer you didn't have a whole lot of major projects that you were working on. Are you planning now for next summer and what you're going to be working on?
Yeah, so this summer, major things that we got done are, you know, of course with most things, they're not the coolest stuff, but just getting more energy efficient, so putting LED lights in our gyms just because we know they're on for 12, 14, sometimes 16 hours a day, depending on what events and what basketball games are going on and different things. So those, a lot of use, so just trying to be more energy conscious and also save some money. At the same time, we got some copiers replaced in our elementary side. Moving forward, looking into next year, our huge project we're looking at is getting sections of our roof replaced. Just because it's been, you know, 25 years, and we got some areas that we've kind of had assessed, and you got to take care of your building. So I know it's not like the most awesome thing. It's just like owning a home, right? Everyone's like, oh, a roof repair.
Right.
Man, I didn't want to spend money on that. I wanted to remodel the kitchen, or I wanted to add an eye onto the garage. Like, those are things that are really cool and awesome when you can do them, but that's not what we're just, you know, we're bare minimum right now trying to take care of the building. So that's, we noticed there were some needs there, and we got to obviously protect the building itself and obviously everything inside of it, including our students. So that's kind of the next summer's project is going to be some roofing projects done, parts mostly in the elementary, kind of the older part of a building, but some of it in the high school parts too that have been kind of older parts of our building too. I just need a little bit of the patchwork now, as we've done the best we can with it throughout the years, and now they need to be replaced.
Yeah, it's time. Well, and like, yep, you say, it's one of those things that nobody wants to think about, but boy, it causes a lot more damage if you don't keep them updated.
Yes, and I mean, I wouldn't blame any family. It's like, I don't want to, and as a student too, I wouldn't want to go to a school where I have to worry about the roof leaking on me, or look, there's a bucket in the middle of the classroom to catch water. Like, that's just not a good vibe. So, like I said, we got to take care of this building, and, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, last November, our community invested in kind of what I call the inside of the building. Well, now we have to make sure we also take care of the outside of the building here, too.
For sure.
So,
all right. Well, it sounds like you're ready for school.
I am. I'm excited. This is, you know, everyone always comes around here and they think, oh, you're here, you're working all summer, it's great, you're all by yourself, kind of, and a couple staff here and there and some kids here and there, and that's, ooh, watch out, the doom and gloom, the kids are coming back to you, but that's my favorite part, so I like it. I love having the students here. I love the energy they bring. I love interacting with them. And that's the whole reason I got an education anyway, is to change some lives. And so if they're not here, I can't change their lives. So come on in.
There you go.
I want to change your life. So that's, I'm excited. Every day it gets closer. I don't get anxious. I get excited.
Is there anything else we need to add this morning?
No. We're just trudging along, and I'm excited to check in next month, and I'm hoping to see how, you know, our sports teams will have started and the school year will have started, and hopefully have some good things to share then too.
You've been busy all summer, but the pace of your day is about to increase, isn't it?
Of course. Yes, and that's okay. I'm a young enough guy still. I got some energy. I can handle it.
There you go. All right, Brandon Henning, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Yep, I always love it. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Brandon Henning, the superintendent at Mountain Lake Public Schools. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.